Welcome to the second guiding light for couples. The name of this guiding light is simple. It's FACT, as in the word fact, and I'll explain why later. The first guiding light we learned about the inner circle as the foundation that exists in all of us to be able to be loving and caring people, to receive love and to give love, and that each of us has within ourselves countless members of our inner circle, some of whom we have known for a good part of our lives, and others we have known only briefly. But during our relationship with them, they gave us a gift which taught us something which enriched us, our souls, our very being. And that each guiding light is a messenger from Hashem. Nothing in life is an accident. Not our parents, not our friends, not those we meet. Everything is guided by Hashem, especially the guiding lights that we're going to learn and the members of our inner circle. So the members of our inner circle enable us to experience love, caring, thoughtfulness, to be concerned about others the way they were concerned about us. We learn everything from them. This is why we began with the inner circle, because it's our inner circle experiences that enable us to be husbands and wives and parents and friends. It gives us our true capacity and sensitivity as human beings. And in marriage, this capacity to be loving and caring people has to be sustained over time, through all kinds of life situations, stresses, challenges, good times and difficult times. Each of us has our own personal challenges, our life experiences, our vulnerabilities, our up moments and our down moments. Yet what makes a healthy marriage shalom bayis is the ability to navigate these moments while maintaining our own balance and maintaining the balance of our partner. Almost like two individuals on the high wire who are encouraging each other to find their own center of gravity. And one of the greatest challenges we have in marriage is that we have thoughts. Countless thoughts. Do you know that we have about 50,000 thoughts a day? It's an incredible number. Most of them we don't even know we're having. Like when we're crossing a street, we think about the cars passing, coming and going. We don't think about it though. It's a kind of an automatic way of thinking. But nevertheless, we're thinking. And we have thoughts about ourselves. One day we like ourselves. Another day we're not so happy with ourselves. One day we like the people we're working with, and the next day we're not so happy. But negative thoughts in marriage are very different, because we're always with our partners, whether we're with them physically or emotionally. And a negative thought can be very powerful because it gets in the way of being loving and caring people. We may have countless moments of gratitude and closeness with our partner, but one negative thought, and it seems to all go away. All those experiences are there, but nevertheless, they kind of disappear at that moment. And the second guiding light is a skill, a strength that comes from Hashem, that comes from our emunah and bitachon, that I'll teach you that enables you to take a negative thought that has a potential of separating you emotionally and sometimes even physically and transforming that negative thought into a positive thought. Because Hashem doesn't want us to have negative thoughts about those we're closest to. Those negative thoughts are very troubling to us and to the relationship. No one can have a negative thought about someone you're close to and feel good about it. It may feed a feeling of anger and resentment, but it doesn't feel good. It separates. I may have a memory about my spouse of something that happened 15 years ago and is still in my mind and comes up once in a while. When it's there, this negative memory will separate us. Why is it popping up every once in a while? There are countless reasons, none of which need to be legitimate. Because when negative thoughts build up, the relationship breaks down. I call these negative thoughts something I learned in Chazal called Pizur Nefesh, which is where our nefesh, our neshama, is fragmented. And we want to be a menuchas nefesh. We want to be in a calmer, quieter, more positive state of mind. That's where we have real loving relationships. That's where Hashem wants us to be, in menuchas nefesh, in positive thoughts. A positive frame of mind leads to a positive outcome, positive relationships. That's where children grow up best, and that's where we're able to show love, what we receive from our inner circle that we can share with each other. And that's how we receive love. So the goal of this second guiding light, which we call fact, is to take negative thoughts about your spouse, your husband, or your wife that separate you, that cause you to feel upset or angry or distant, that alienate, that undermine the relationship, that create great conflict eventually, to take each of these thoughts, negative thoughts, and to see them as the enemy to the relationship, and to transform them. It doesn't mean that we're accepting the imperfections or even the negative traits of the person we're living with. We learn to trust the person, the vision, the goodness, the kindness, and where that is lacking, we attempt to help each other grow. But we don't grow through negative thoughts that lead to negative behaviors and negative relationships that only destroys the relationship and takes all the possibility, all the potential, and throws it away. So some people may have a thought of, my wife is selfish. My husband is selfish. My wife is overweight. My husband is overweight. It may be a thought about being jealous, being insecure, being uncaring, or maybe even something more serious, which we know must change. But it can't change if our thoughts throw us into a negative state of mind. It can only change if we maintain a state of menuchas nefesh, of a healthy, balanced state of mind. In that way, we can work with our spouse and even with others to find solutions. So we need to remain balanced. We need to have that equilibrium, that positive state of mind. So why do we call this fact, F-A-C-T? Because it stands for four progressive concepts in the way we use our minds to go from a negative state of mind to a positive state of mind, from mistrust to trust, from anxiety to calmness, from hopelessness to hopefulness, from anger to inner peace. Whatever the negative state of mind is, and you will learn that that which we learned in the inner circle before becomes a very important part of FACT. Let me begin describing what these letters stand for. The letter F stands for freedom. The letter A stands for appreciation. C stands for caring. And T stands for trust. FACT. Freedom, appreciation, caring, and trust. Now, these are not just words that I've thrown out. As I say, they are progressive in sequential. We're going from one state of mind to the next. You see, we're beginning in a negative state of mind. I can't help think about someone else I dated and maybe should have married. That certainly is a negative thought. I can't help think that the person I'm married to is not so attractive, even though they're a nice person. I can't help but think that maybe if I had another partner, our life would be easier, would have maybe be better built financially. All of these are negative thoughts if they're affecting you in a negative way. Now let's talk about a thought. What is a thought? I mentioned that we have 50,000 thoughts a day. And if I'm thinking that I should have married somebody else, that's a terrible place to be in. But once we get caught in a negative thought, it's like being in quicksand. We can't get out. It's like a fly caught on flypaper. That fly is stuck. Negative thoughts stick. Now let's take what a thought is. A thought exists in our mind. Imagine it's like something like a cloud that floats through the sky, like a bird, right? A thought runs through the mind. It's there. We have the thought. We're aware of it. But the human mind is the most complex entity in the universe. Did you know that the human mind has 100 billion cells? And that's nothing, because each cell has 100 trillion atoms. Isn't that incredible beyond description? And how do those 100 trillion atoms work so well together, and the 100 billion cells work so well together? Well, those who do not know that there's a Rabboni Shlolem in the world will say something silly like it's evolution, or just that's how it developed. But I myself can't even put 10 sardines in a can together, and certainly not 100 trillion cells, atoms in one cell. So we know clearly that each thought has a partner, and that is the Rabboni Shlolem. And if you ever read the 13 Ikarim, the principles of the Rambam, of Maimonides, you will see that Hashem is aware of all of our thoughts, all the time. The reality is that we can't have a single thought without Hashem, positive or negative. Even the thought of maybe I should have married somebody else, Hashem is aware of it. And He's aware of the person who you think about, who maybe you should have married. That person couldn't exist without Hashem either. So the reality is that if we want to be free of this thought, we need to ask Hashem's help. Now, we think thoughts are different than the human body because let's say you have a friend, relative, who's having surgery. And in that surgery, you're worried. You say Tehillim. You daven for that person. But it's interesting that we don't daven for our thoughts. We kind of accept them. Maybe they'll get better by themselves. But in the same way, the mind or the body doesn't get better by itself without Hashem. The human mind doesn't get better by itself without Hashem. And we have to ask Hashem for assistance. So this is where the first letter, in fact, comes in. It stands for freedom. Because the negative thought is a prison. And if we want to get out of that negative thought, we have to ask Hashem, Hashem, please free me from this negative thought. That I should have married somebody else. That life would be easier with somebody else. That I have more money with somebody else. Better kids, nicer home, whatever the case may be. I want to get out of that negative thought because it never, ever, ever helps. It only makes things worse. We can only make things better when we're out of the negative thought, then we can work on it. And once you learn how to use fact, you'll see how remarkable and how truthful this is. So we're going to the only power in the universe that can help us with our thoughts. And we're not looking to manipulate them, to trick them, right? We're not looking for any psychological sleight of hand, right? To trick our thoughts. No. We're saying, Hashem, there is only one way, and that is with you helping me. Please, Hashem, free me from this negative thought. And you can write this down. As a matter of fact, you can write down, before we continue, the letters F-A-C-T, one beneath the next. First F, and under F is A, and then C, and under C is T. And next to F, you write freedom, and you can even write down that phrase, that bakasha, that tefila, Hashem, please free me from this negative thought. So that is the letter F. Now, imagine that you're zocha to be answered by Hashem. And Hashem says to you, I hear you. I hear your tefillah, your prayer, your bakasha. And I would like to give you a bracha, a blessing for freedom from your negative thought. But you know, every blessing, every bracha, requires what we call a kli kibul, which means a suitable vessel. So if you give someone a bouquet of flowers, you want to put those flowers in a vase. If you're giving an engagement ring, you want to put that diamond in a setting. If you're giving someone a picture, a beautiful work of art, you want to put that in a frame. Every bracha, every blessing requires a suitable vessel. But the problem is that right now, you're not a suitable vessel to receive that blessing because you're in a negative state of mind. You have this negative thought. So how can you receive the blessing from Hashem to freedom when you yourself are in a negative state of mind? So now we're going to go back to our inner circle. And you begin to ask, who are those people in my life who I appreciated, who gave me something, who enabled me to feel special and whole and real? It could be a parent. It could be a friend or a sibling. Maybe somebody who prepared you to take a test and you passed with flying colors. But when that happened, you were in a positive state of mind. When you sat with your grandmother, when you were 10 years old and she gave you an ice cream cone, you were in a positive state of mind. So I would like you, for the next step of fact, which is appreciation, to think of two or three people who are in your inner circle, who you said thank you to a number of times, who you felt gratitude for what they've given you. Maybe a teacher, a friend, parent, rabbi, whoever it may be. And think of these two or three people. But just don't think of them by the names. Think of them. Think of their faces, just the way you did your inner circle experience. Think of who they were as people, as individuals. And when you think of them, you say, Hashem, I appreciate that you sent these members of my inner circle into my life. I thank you for the gift that you gave me. And the moment you remember these individuals, you become what we call a kli kibul, a suitable vessel for Hashem's blessing. At that moment, you are transformed. You're no longer a prisoner of your negative thought. You're in a healthier, more stable frame of mind, what we call gratitude, or in fact, we call it appreciation. Now, we can stop right now because you're in a better place, but you're not going to really be able to sustain this positive feeling very long. So we have to deepen the positive feeling even more. I told you FACT is progressive. We've gone from a negative state of mind where you felt, I can't control this thought, to wait a minute, I can ask Hashem, to the next step, which is appreciating what Hashem and who Hashem has given me in my life, because each member of my inner circle is a gift. And now we're going to go on to the next phase, the next level, which is C, which stands for caring. Why caring? Because appreciation is the receiving of gifts, but there's a higher level of functioning, and that's when we give. That's when we share what we have with others, because we care about them. And I would ask you for a C to think about someone in your life who is going through great trials, who's going through maybe even suffering, loneliness, hurt, and you care about them. You see, when you're having a negative thought, you're only thinking about yourself. When you care about somebody, you're caring about another person. You have enlarged yourself. You broadened yourself. You become a partner with Hashem. In appreciation, you are receiving from Hashem. In caring, you become a partner with Hashem. So maybe you're thinking about a spouse who's having difficulties, physical difficulties. Maybe you're thinking about a relative who lost a loved one. Maybe you're thinking about those people who are prisoners in Gaza. Maybe you're thinking about someone who is going through a serious illness, painful, life-threatening. Just think of one person and care about that person. I care about this individual. You may want to call them to give them encouragement, but it's not even necessary at this point for our purposes to call them, just to think about them, because when you think about them, you've elevated your mind to a higher level of functioning. You're soaring beyond the limitations of your negative thinking. You're like an eagle now when you're caring about somebody, soaring above the mountains. Suddenly you're a giant of a person. And that is caring. And now we go on to the final letter of T, which is really the goal of this whole exercise. Because when you have a negative thought, you don't trust. You think it's all over. You have no faith in Hashem helping you. You're just wallowing in your negative thoughts. But once you do caring and you realize your own humanness, your own greatness, your own ability to care for others, you can say, Hashem, just as I care for others, I trust that you care for me. I'll repeat that. Hashem, just as I care for others, I trust that you care for me. And I trust that you'll protect me. I don't have to try to protect myself through my negative thinking, through my trying to hurt someone or do something precipitous that in the end will be regretful. I can be in a trusting, menuchas hanefesh state of mind now. And that's what happens. You return to a state of trust, of bitachon, of emuna. Because eventually nothing can happen in this world, whether it's finding the right shidduch or bringing shalom into our houses without Hashem's bracha, blessing. And that's what tea is. Tea is returning to a feeling of trust, of bitachon, of menuchas hanefesh, not being swallowed up by the negative thought. And now you can even see that which may not be so positive about your spouse, but you see it in the context of the person of a whole life together, of a person's positive as well as not so positive qualities. You're not overpowered by the thinking. You're not thrown into a ditch that you can't get out of. And this is fact, F-A-C-T, freedom, appreciation, caring, and trust. You should write these concepts down on a piece of paper and carry them with you. You should practice them at least 5 times a day, and you'll find something quite remarkable. The very first time that you have a negative thought about your spouse and you use fact, you'll see how incredible the change is in your thinking and feeling. You'll remember the positive things about the relationship, about why you got married, and the reasons you should hold on to this relationship and build it. And you can use fact, F-A-C-T, as many times as you wish, over and over again. It's always effective. It always builds relationships. It always takes you out of the hole. It always enables you to feel like a whole person and to humanize the person that you're with, rather than using phrases to criticize that person. It really is a truly wonderful and elevating and liberating feeling. And this is our second guiding light of fact, F-A-C-T.